Hello, and welcome to the Prevention Pest Control Podcast, where we talk about pest issues that can affect the Northeast Ohio region throughout the year. I'm Dave Novak, and on this episode, we are talking do-it-yourself versus hiring a pest control professional. So we were stopped in the field last week, and I had a customer ask us, what's the difference between you guys spraying my house and if I just go to Lowe's or Home Depot or Menards and buy an over-the-counter product and spray myself? Was a great question. We do get that asked quite a bit, so let's dive into that a little bit. So the first product that most people are familiar with when they go to a big box store is called Home Defense. And what I always tell people, if they have a small pavement ant problem or something like that, and they want to try to do it themselves, I would recommend that product. Great product. It doesn't last very long, and I think some of the advertising on the label is a little suspect. But, you know, for the $15.50, which is what it currently costs at Lowe's, a couple miles from my house, you're not out a lot of money if you try it and it doesn't work. And if it does work, well, then you just saved yourself some money from hiring a professional. But most of the time, they will find that that doesn't work and they end up calling a professional in to get rid of the problem. But let's take a look at something like Home Defense and why it's nowhere near comparable to what a pest professional is going to use when they come out to your house. So the first thing you'll notice when you look at a bottle of Home Defense, there's a lot of them like this that do it, and they say it lasts 12 months on the label. Now, I'm here to tell you, when you look inside the label and start doing a little deeper dive into it, that's very suspect. If you look at the label, it will tell you that it was performed in a non-porous area, which basically means that the material has no pores and doesn't allow for any liquids to be absorbed or passed through it. I have been told that a lot of those tests are done in a laboratory that has no sunlight, no wind, no outside effects. So if you think about it, if it's a controlled environment like that, sure, it may last 12 months. I still doubt it, but they can go ahead and say what they want. But think about applying that on the outside of your house. You're going to get rain, you're going to get sunlight beating on it, all the things that help break down chemicals. So I will tell you, if we're going to compare the two, the active ingredient in Home Defense is bifenthrin. It's a great product. The problem is on Home Defense, it's at a 0.05% concentrate on that. Whereas if we use something comparable to what a professional pest control company uses, we use a product called Talstar. And the bifenthrin in that is 7.9%. So when you're comparing the active ingredient, 0.05 to 7.9, you understand real quick why there's a difference. Home Defense, for the most part, most people would agree you're going to get 30 days out of that application. If you hire a professional, you normally would get a 90-day warranty on that. And that bifenthrin at the 7.9, you're going to get somewhere in that 60 to 90-day range on that product still working. So once again, when you're comparing apples to oranges, the two products may have the same active ingredient, but they're used completely different. The other thing I would add too, especially with Talstar, I had the privilege of having a dinner one night with one of their top people. And the reason that those type of products are so much better is the other ingredients that they add to it. I know with that product, people always talk about, oh, the rain's going to dilute your chemical. Well, once it dries after a 4 or 5 hour period, it's normally pretty good. It's the direct sunlight that helps break that chemical down even quicker. So on a product like Talstar, they actually add other materials to it to help bond to the siding or the brick or whatever the situation is and help fight off the rain and the sun and make it last a little longer. So those are all important things when you start deciding, you know, do I hire somebody else? Do I do it myself? if you do just do some quick math, if you hire someone and they come out and use 10 to 15 gallons on the outside of your house, and you're going to go buy home defense, and you say, well, I can do that same thing, and I'm going to buy 10 gallons. Well, now you're over $150 of do-it-yourself, and at the same time, it's going to probably wear out within 30 days versus the 90 days. So it's always a better financial decision when you're comparing apples to apples there to hire a pest company to come out and treat your house. It will last longer. They will do a better job, and it's going to have a warranty. So guess what? If 30 days later you're starting to see ants come back inside your house again, all you do is call that company, and they come right back out and treat it. So another good question out in the field that we got, once again, you know, DIY versus hiring a pest control company. Just a few thoughts from us as to why it's always better to hire a professional to come out and treat your house. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Prevention Pest Control Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. You can reach us anytime at preventionpestcontrol.net, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or by calling us directly at 234-571-1203. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening, and remember, an ounce of prevention is all it takes for a pest-free home.